to class.
Defective senses.
Huh?
Senses are defective.
Why they are defective? Why they are defective? Why our senses are defective?
They are not used in the service of Krishna.
That's not the exact answer. Why they are defective? I want the exact answer. Before using your senses in the service of Krishna, it was defective. By birth itself, it is defective. Okay? So my question is, why you are provided with defective senses? Huh? That's not the correct answer. Why the senses are defective? Again the same answer. Why it is defective?
So the material body is separated from Krishna. It is under three modes of influence.
Transformed. Why we are provided with defective senses? If I am giving you something, if it has some defects, is it nice? If I am giving you something that is defective, is it nice? But why we have been given such defectives in our body? Why our senses are defective? Now you got the point? My point you are getting? So answers should be very, very specific. Don't give any answer from your residual knowledge. The specific. Why we have been given defective senses? You got the, at least the question?
Yes, sir.
Why we have been given defective senses? In Vela Tamil Karanga Yellorum, they can bring their cell phone with them. Ear speakers. Then he is going to speak in Tamil, they can listen to. Next class onwards, please, sir. Why we have been given defective senses? Pardon? I'm sorry, I could not get you. Why I'm slapping on the cheeks? Parak is doing something. I'm coming on this. Why? Why I'm doing? Am I mad?
Punishment.
Why the punishment? Why the punishment? Why we have been given defective senses? No one is. They all did the exams. They got even 100 marks, but they could not understand what is what. Why we have been given defective senses? We have
material desire.
We have unwanted desires. Please understand. That is the answer. Correct answer is our desires are not beneficial for ourselves. It is unwanted desires. You got the point? That's why Krishna, ye yathamam prapachante tam tataiva bhajamyaham. How you want to approach me, I will give you that way accordingly. How you surrender to me, accordingly I am going to reward you. We have defective, unnecessary, unwanted desires. That's why he has given us
defective
senses. Now you got the point? So the fault is not with Krishna, the fault is with
us.
With us. This we have to understand. We are in jail. Why we are in jail? We did something wrong. It is not that Krishna pushed you inside. You got the point? This is the way we should understand. Because we have the unwanted desire. Now our point is we have to rectify the desires. This birth here in this material world is only for to rectify our defects. Our senses are defects. Now we understand why we have defective senses. Is it nice having defective senses forever? No. Now we should open little at least our eyes to see what is what. Then we should understand why this defective senses giving us more trouble. It is forcing us to commit mistakes. Isn't it? We know we are doing something wrong, but we are helpless, hopeless. Isn't it? We are helpless, hopeless. That is why now everybody understood this point? It is not the mistake of Krishna, it is our unwanted desire. So this is very, very simple thing. First, defective, imperfect means we should make perfect. Perfect means it is free from. Perfect means free from imperfection. Defects, shortcomings. Clear? Isn't it? That is the perfect. Isn't it? Free from mistakes. The same thing happening in chanting also. The saying is, chant and be happy. Many, many years, many, many people are chanting, but they are not. You accept yourself? You accept this one? Isn't it? We are chanting, but we are not happy. But saying is that, chant and be happy. It means we are not chanting up to the mark. Isn't it? We cannot blame the statement of scriptures. We have to find faults within. Our chanting is not perfect. It is imperfect. We all should accept anyone who is accepting, confessing his mistakes and voluntarily wants to correct it and lead the life, not caring for the prestige, he will become perfect and successful. Please understand, we are in jail. So we need purification, correction. That's why an imperfect cannot make another imperfect a perfect. In this world we can find nothing is perfect. Is there anything is perfect? Everything is changing. In 1 year we are electing one government, and the next time we are electing someone else because the previous one is not perfect. Isn't it? Why you need change? Because of the imperfection. If it is perfect, we don't want to change anything. Isn't it? In spiritual world, there is no change. Because everything is perfect and complete. You got the point? Yeah, everything we have to change. Huh? That's why even now, even married people are also changing their concerns. They are not happy. Isn't it? So such a dirty life here. In this material world, we have dirty life. Huh? As though we are in human form, we are like that one. Isn't it? Why Duryodhana got such a mentality? Huh? Isn't it? The simple example, Karna was telling Draupadi, you are the wife of 5 persons. What is the chastity within you? Huh? Why you are asking the question, why you are brought here in the assembly, royal assembly? You are not chaste. Huh? The wife of 5 husbands can't be chaste. That's a general statement. Huh? What is the problem if you are unrobed? Huh? The Duryodhana got inspired. Oh, Karna is telling like that. So Draupadi is not chaste. We can unrobe her. And ordering Dushasana. Isn't it? This everyone knows, but no one thinks what is the, how it is and all happening. The statement is, the wife of 5 husbands can't be chaste. So unrobing is not inauspicious. It's not inauspicious. So unrobe it. They tried all the best. They're unable to unrobe. It means
she is chaste.
Isn't it? But we do not have the knowledge to understand how it is she is chaste. Isn't it? No one cannot understand. No? Isn't it? As though she is the wife of 5 husbands, she is chaste. That we should understand. We cannot blame her. So, with all our imperfect senses in this material world, as though they become topmost leaders, either in material life or spiritual life, they are not
perfect.
How we can come to know? They are not successful. Perfect means it should bring the success. Huh? So no one should tell hereafter Draupadi is unchaste women. Huh? Please understand. You may not understand. According to you, you tried and you failed. Even after failing also, you are telling the same thing. You got the point? Huh? Anyone, if they abuse or offend a woman, he cannot become perfect. Please, not only a single person, even the country also. The ladies are not chaste means that gone, the country also gone. This is the duty of the king. Take care. All the women should be protected. That is the duty. All the children must be protected. All the cows must be protected. All brahmanas must be protected. All the old people, they should be protected. Then only they are perfect. Otherwise, they are the namesake only, they are the kings. This is the duty of the leader. That's why now we can see no one is perfect, because they are unable to make anyone perfect. They want attribute that went to somebody else. They don't accept themselves. No one is accepting responsibilities. They attribute that charge to someone else. This is our mentality. That's why we should understand that our senses are imperfect, incomplete. What is this mistake? Mistake means useless. It is not beneficial. What is wrong with mistake? Because it is useless. You cannot use it. It's not beneficial. That's why we should avoid imperfection, mistakes. Isn't it? Mistakes means in the examination paper, if you give all wrong answers, everything is mistake, then you are failed. You are retained in the same class, isn't it? You cannot be promoted. It is not beneficial, no? So better avoid committing mistakes. That is the sane person. Otherwise, he is insane. He is miser. Isn't it? In Sanskrit, what is the word miser? Krupana. What is the wise opposite? Brahmana. Krupana, Brahmana. Brahmana means one who? Intelligent means what? Brahmana means one? No, my question, you have to understand my question. Appropriately, you should give the answer. Krupana, we told. Now we have seen one who commits mistakes, this, that and all. The mistakes are not beneficial. For him, it is not beneficial. So the opposite word is Brahmana. Then Brahmana means one who?
One who does not commit mistakes.
One who rectifying the mistakes. One who rectifies his mistakes is a Brahmana. Intelligent. Then you can say intelligent, this, that and all. He should rectify his mistakes. Everybody is doing mistake. No problem. Everybody acts. But he should willingly correct his mistakes. But the Krupana, he doesn't want to correct the mistake. He's a miser. You got the point now, Krupana and Brahmana. We have to first become Brahmana, then only we can become Vaishnava. All the Vaishnavas are Brahmanas, but all the Brahmanas are not Vaishnavas. Vaishnava means one who possesses. You don't give so many Vaishnavanaka, thousand meanings are there. But my question is, wants only one particular answer from thousand. That is parampara. In parampara only you can understand the specific answer, as it has thousands of meanings. What was my question now? Vaishnava means Brahmana and Vaishnava, I am telling. The Brahmanas and Vaishnava. Vaishnava, Vaishnava is coming from its word. What is the etymology? Vishnu. So, possessing qualities of Vishnu. That's the best one. He will attain the qualities of Vishnu. Brahmana means, as he was telling, the Brahman, one who knows the Brahman. Brahma janati Brahmana. He knows only about the material world, what all we should not do, what all we can do. But Vaishnava is beyond this Brahmanda. That is Vishnu Tattva. One who possesses Vishnu Tattva is a Vaishnava. But we cannot go beyond Vaishnava, beyond Vishnu. We cannot get the Krishna qualities. So we cannot say Krishna is something. Vaishnava we are telling, no, that is the maximum quality we can acquire. We cannot go beyond Vishnu. So now we should accept that our senses are imperfect. That's why anything we do, it is incomplete. Someone is doing something wrong, he is not successful. What does it mean? Sorry, one raise your hand. If one is not successful, what does it mean? His senses are not perfect. Better answer? Someone is not successful. The answer, that is the vague answer. Senses are not perfect. Better answer? Is not? He doesn't want to rectify his mistakes. He doesn't want to. If one person understands that I'm doing something mistake, he should be ashamed of his, ashamed, of himself. But he is shameless. That's why he doesn't want to rectify. You got the point? As we are going to Krishna consciousness, towards Krishna consciousness, we should rectify ourselves. We should come to the specific answers. We cannot give the vague answers. So, is it easy to become perfect? First of all, we should accept that we have defects. Second, we should accept that I want to rectify them. And knowing that I have defective senses, I do not want to rectify because of my prestige. What will happen to my prestige? This is coming. If I rectify my mistake, what happens to my prestige? You got the point? False ego also in one sense is good, but the best answer is the prestige. You got the point? So how to rectify the defective senses? We are all children of Krishna. Krishna is providing all the facilities, and what is the process for us to rectify our defects? Can anyone please? How we can rectify?
Devotional service.
This is also again. Yes. Exactly. Specific answer. How we can? Yes? Engaging what he was also telling, devotional service.
Surrender to one.
How you can surrender? How you can say that I surrendered? Yesterday I surrendered, I got him some apple juice, he wanted some apple juice. I followed his instruction. I got him apple juice, I surrendered, so? Pardon? What is that, what you can better to give in better form?
Sadhana.
Sadhana is the common word. How I can rectify my mistakes, imperfect senses. Now, what is hearing? Hearing also something is okay, but something is missing even in that one.
Following the instruction. Instruction.
Yes, we have some rules and regulations for every step. Wherever you are, there is some rules and regulations to go to the next stage. Any stage you are in that stage we have the rules and regulations. If you accept the rules and regulations, implement in your life, then we can advance, we can rectify that one. Why we are not rectifying? we are not following the rules and regulations. That is the correct answer. Please understand, huh? Yes, I am not getting up early in the morning. Yes, I am not chanting. While chanting, I am reading my WhatsApp. So many people are so want me. They want me. They are sending so many things. I have to read. Otherwise, I am offensive to them. If I don't read his message, I am offending him. So that's better, isn't it? We think like that. You got the point? We have to follow rules and regulations. Then only we can advance. Then only we can rectify. Rectification is required if it is imperfect, abnormal. If it is normal or defectless, rules and regulations are not required. Isn't it? Isn't it? Why we want to have the rules and why they impose rules and regulations? Because we are not perfect. We have to come to perfect stage. That's why we are imposing. You are giving wrong answer. That's why we are giving negative mark. Is it correct or not? That's the rule. You are doubtful, better don't answer. Leave it blank. I already told. But still, we are guessing something and giving and losing the mark. Isn't it? So we have to be very, very specific. Don't give the vague answers at all. That's any fool on the road also, you can give such things. Many people, I know Krishna. I know Krishna. Krishna is dancing with all others. So that's not the knowing Krishna. Isn't it? With our defective senses, we cannot understand even Krishna. Arjuna could not understand. Isn't it? So this we have to understand, that for every stage, by the mercy of God, we have some rules and regulations. We have to accept. Now only why you are not accepting means, here comes the word false ego. Why I should follow this rule and regulation? This is the false ego, ahankar. Isn't it? I need not follow. Many people are like that one. I am leader. I can. I am this beyond. I am beyond the rules and regulations. Actually, if a person becomes perfect, for him, the rules and regulations are not there. It doesn't mean that he is going, he is violating rules and regulations. One who feels following rules and regulations are difficult, it means that he is not willing to rectify himself. But one who willingly rectified all the things, for him rules and regulations not necessary. As though he is following rules and regulations, he doesn't feel that it is difficult or burden. One who is perfect, for him the rules and regulations are not burden. We feel every devotional service as burden. That's many people they feel. I have to finish off my rounds. It's a burden to me. Then only I am free. I want to finish off my rounds, 16 rounds, some or other. It means the chanting is burden to them. They are feeling. That's not going to help us. Any devotional service, we cannot feel it as burden. Please understand. Not only chanting, even coming to the class and hearing, I'm burdened. This worst fellow Parameshwar Das is so strict. I cannot. He's speaking in only English. I am a pure Tamilian. I cannot understand. Better I can watch some TV. Isn't it? the false ego also tell I'm Tamil and I'm a North Indian, South Indian, I'm American, India, this, that and all. So please understand, if we follow the rules and regulations wherever we are, then there is automatically advancement. Without following rules and regulations, if you go even to the next stage, we are going to face the problems. We are not comfortable. We have to face the consequences. We should acquire the qualities by following the rules and regulations. If you are not following the rules and regulations, we cannot acquire the qualities, the necessary qualities. So it is that much important to follow the rules and regulations. Isn't it? I am supplying you only banana leaves. I can come before prasadam starts. That is some people they think. Lecture starts at 7:30. Why I should waste my time going before 7:30? I am feeling little tired. Why I should go there? I can take some rest. Isn't it? So this is our convenience. That our convenience will become inconvenience. Inconvenience, that becomes, he is in inconvenient position. Please understand. This is all very, very important. How to rectify our mistakes. If you don't feel even this is not a defect, we never rectify. If you feel it defective, then only we can rectify, isn't it? First we should feel it. If we become perfect, then only we can help others. We can rectify others' defects. But we say, I only become like this one, imperfect, but I don't want you to become imperfect, that's why I am rectifying you. I am regular to the classes, I am coming, but my neighbor, you see, every time I am calling him, the same day morning and while going also, but he never comes. Isn't it? But he never comes. What is the point? What is the thing? Where the defect lies? He's trying his best. But that person is not coming. What does it mean?
He's not
perfect. He's calling, inviting him. Has no potency, has no mercy of Krishna. You understand? So you don't think like this and don't invite anybody else. What we should do? We should make ourselves perfect, then invite, then they will come. You understand? Don't attribute that chance to others. Try to find the faults with him. Then only we can improve. Then only we can advance. Please understand. Then only we can please Krishna. Then only Krishna can empower us. Without this empowerment, we cannot push others. Please don't tell anything against others. It is only ours. What are the rules and regulations? Who is making the rules and regulations? One time, Tata company told iodized something, salt, Tata salt. It's very, very nice. Everybody started going. And after some time, they realized that that's not correct. they are supposed not to use tartar salt. Anybody continue this one? Iodized salt. Now it is for our caution, we cannot use iodized salt. And it is recommended to take the natural seawater salt. Natural one. Rock salt that we can put in a mixie and make the powder also. That's not the point. Anyone, someone is doing something, oil, refining oil, in that process they are doing something wrong. Whether they know or not, we do not know. What all they are doing, that is bringing us some problems. An imperfect cannot give any perfect product. That is our point. Our senses are imperfect. I cannot make others perfect. You got the point? But everybody is getting cheated by this one. So try to become perfect. Now ordinary oil, no refined oil and all. We need not use refined oils and all. Isn't it? So the natural oils, that's very, very nice. Our point is whether we are helping others or not is not that much important. At least we should help ourselves. That's better, no? We fools, we say, even if I die, my wife, my children, all got everything. I made all the arrangements. Even if I die, there is no problem for my wife and children. What is missing there? I'm sorry, I could not hear. He's not worrying about where he is going. He is not worrying about himself. He is very much imperfect, incomplete, and he is trying to make others perfect and complete. He doesn't know what he is. What is his future? It's like this one. Try to become perfect. Try to become perfect, then only you can. In which way we can become perfect? Now also we are in ISKCON, we are reading philosophy, very nice philosophy, topmost philosophy. How we can become perfect? Making arrangements for our wives, children, so much money, balance in the bank. How we can become perfect?
Rules and regulations. By following rules and regulations.
How you can become perfect? The final one, you are going to leave your body. How you are going to become perfect? By becoming Krishna conscious person. Then only we can advise our family members and all. Then only we can make our family happy. Many, many people, those who got property from their forefathers, all are not happy. They are not successful in their lives. They do not know even the aim of life. Recently, you read the... which temple? They are making the temples. Rich Birla. Birla, one of the Birlas, he wrote the letter to his son. Anyone read that one? Oh God. He's very rich, this is the number one in India. He wrote his son before dying. It is just like a will. He's telling, don't depend upon this amount of money, guinea, that's this and all. Become God conscious. Any extra money you have, help others. He gave very, very nice things. Always try to help others. You are very rich. Any extra money, don't enjoy for your senses. He mentioned like that one. It's recently it has come out. He's a billionaire. He's advising his son at the last moment. He realized that point. You understand? This is the final stage. They also come to know the truth before giving up their body. So the money is not going to help. Only our consciousness is going to help. Isn't it? Please understand. We should not have the mentality how best I can make more money a month income, my income. By increasing your income, you are not going to get the peace of mind. If you change your consciousness, you are going to become happy. How it is possible? How it is possible to change your consciousness going to bring you happiness? How it is? You accept my statement at least, but how it is? Consciousness, I told you, you should think something else. Consciousness, if you change your consciousness, you are going to be happy. Bahunam Janmanamante Jnanava. He changed his consciousness. Bahunam Janmanamante Jnanaman Mam Prabhajate. He changed his consciousness. What is that one? His consciousness is changing. We have to change our consciousness. It is not that we have to accumulate our property. What does it mean? The consciousness is related to Krishna, the soul. Soul is related to Krishna. You are changing your consciousness means Krishna has the obligation to take care of you. That's why very nicely Krishna is telling, Ananya chintayanto mam yejana paripasate esam nityabhi yuktanam yoga kshema vahamyaham. You forget everything and think of me, worship me. Take my shelter. I will protect you what you have and I will provide you what you need. But we are not having faith in Krishna. We are trying our best to get what we want. We want to protect what we have, but no one is successful. As though Krishna is telling the guarantee, is giving the guarantee and is making so many statements. Even in Bhagavad Gita, and we also accept, we give respect to the Bhagavad Gita, but we do not want to understand the contents of the Bhagavad Gita. At least even the conclusions also we are not accepting. If we are not accepting the conclusions, we cannot accept the contents also. Isn't it? If you accept the contents, then you are accepting the contents. If you accept the conclusions, then you are accepting the contents. But sometimes you may accept some contents, but you may not accept the conclusions. So it is like that one. Because we think that we are very, very intelligent and we do not know that our senses are imperfect, incomplete. And we are thinking, I am the best. Isn't it? So what are the position of the leaders? I have been telling now. they are trying to make others perfect. They are trying to make others perfect. I told one more statement, even though the spiritual master giving initiation and giving some instructions, is giving instructions and doing some help to others, giving initiation, giving instructions, that and all for his? How you can say that this is for his purification? Please don't find faults with anyone. It is only for your understanding. How it is, if I am giving initiation to someone, I am giving you some instructions. I am feeling it is for my purification. Then the statement is, I am perfect. If I feel it is for his benefit I am giving. And think it is not to rectify me or purify me. I am already pure. What is the difference? You understand my point? A guru can think that it is only I am helping him, or he should think that it is I am giving him instructions, initiation for my purification, which is correct. How it is false if I think that I am going to help him? Of course, he is part and parcel of Krishna, so.
Krishna only has.
But he is not in that position, no. He never realized that point, no.
Krishna only can help
him. Any spiritual master thinks like that one, he should make all the disciples perfect. If he thinks that he is perfect, the perfect should make the imperfect perfect. If all of us become perfect, then who am I? Who am I? Perfect? You got the point? He is not becoming perfect by my instructions. So, where is the defect lies? Within him or within me? Even though I am instructing him and training him for 10 years, he is not advancing. Where is the false lies? Isn't it? How the mistake is there? How we can say that the guru has that mistake, shortcoming? How we can say? I do not know how to rectify him. That one sentence itself is enough. I do not know. I am not empowered to rectify him. Krishna, please help me to help him. If I need help from Krishna, means I am not yet complete and perfect. I need some purification, some help. You got the point? So no one should think that he is all perfect and he can help anyone and everyone. The statement is, a perfect can make imperfect a perfect. You are thinking, you are boasting yourself as perfect and your disciples are imperfect. In this case, only one thing we can say. As though a perfect unable to make an imperfect a perfect, what could be the reason behind that one? A perfect unable to make imperfect a perfect, what could be the reason? Is not? He's already is not perfect, that's why I'm trying to make him perfect. Pardon? So, what is the reason for that one? I do not want to follow rules and regulations. False ego. Anyone who has the false ego, he cannot get the mercy of Krishna. As a perfect person is coming and pounding on his head also, he cannot. Because the false ego is the stubborn one. It's just like a strong pillar. Please understand, anyone wants to get the mercy of Krishna means we should curb our false ego first of all. That's why many people, even at the time of Prabhupada, because of their false ego, they are unable to become. They left even his heart. Anyone who has false ego, better to pray Krishna. We cannot change them. You understand? Then also we can pray Krishna. Krishna, I am unable to curb his false ego. Please help me. But Krishna says, no, better not to try. I am fulfilling?
Who decides?
His desires. He wants not to become perfect. That is a strong desire. Why you are wasting your time? You got the point? So in that case, even the perfect, we cannot consider the perfect is imperfect like, not successful like. We cannot think like that one. Isn't it? So that's why we say that the master as well as the disciple both should be bona fide. Up to the mark they should be. Even the disciple is not bona fide, then they, how much the guru tries, that is mere waste. Srama evahi kevala. Generally, those who are born here in this material world, they are imperfect. That's why they take the births here. This is just like a jail. Jail means there are two things happening. What are the two things?
Punishment.
Siksha. One is punishment. Punishment in such a way that is teaching the person also. He should not feel that I am being punished because of they are envious of me. The person should not feel that I am being punished because they are envious of me. You understand? But the punishment should be in such a way that he should feel that one, oh, this is going to benefit me. For my benefit, he is punishing me. This is the preaching. He should not feel that he is being harmed. You understand? In that one, you should feel, I'm very much thankful to you. Sri Dhanithai Prabhu, you gave a very strong slap on my cheek, as though all are telling, you have beaten me, but I'm telling you have not beaten. Isn't it? We already come across this point, now we understood. Isn't it? That is the intelligence. How to preach others. You should not feel harm. That's the fourth point I have told that a Vaishnava cannot be the cause for the distress of anyone else. You understand? It's very, very difficult at the highest level. So this way, actually, if you follow all the rules and regulations, we'll become. That makes us an entirely different person. Our body is being changed every fraction of a second. Isn't it? So the changes towards good means it's good. Towards bad means it's the worst. So try to understand both good and bad and accept good. If you do not know even the bad, then we may accept even the bad as good. If you know both, then we don't accept bad. We accept only, we'll become Hamsa. Hamsa cannot, as though the milk and water both mixed up, Hamsa cannot take all the water also. He knows. Water. So he separates water. Like that we should be. That's why the Vaishnavas are called? Vaishnavas are called?
Paramahamsa.
Please. And we cannot get puffed up. In one stage we are following our rules and regulations and we cannot think that I am elevated. Elevation never be done by our own efforts. It is only done by?
By the mercy of Krishna.
If Krishna is pleased with us, then we will have the advancement. Otherwise it's not. On our own. As though you may be very perfect in all the questions of textbooks of all your books, but unless or otherwise you are not appearing for the exam and your papers are not corrected by someone else, and unless they don't declare, you are not promoted, isn't it? He cannot challenge the examiner. I know everything, don't examine me. I'm not a fool. Can anyone tell like that one? So on our own effect we cannot advance, we cannot purify ourselves. If our actions are pleasing Krishna, then he will make us pure and advanced. I was telling, what are the rules and regulations? Sorry, I jumped over, I do not know. The rules and regulations, we are, every year, we have, what is that called? Government, our center. Budget. You do so many things. I am merging even railway budget and financial budget together. You do anything, they have keep changing, but no time they are going to become perfect. No time, isn't it? So who can make the rules and regulations? Because you elected me in election, I know everything, so I am giving the rules and regulations. I am putting the budget. But it's not successful. Who can give the rules and regulations? Who can give?
One who is perfect.
Who is that perfect person?
Krishna.
Please understand, anyone in any position, he should follow Bhagavad Gita. He should learn how to control his low-level people. Lower level people. How he can help others. That's why at every step the person should represent Krishna. Then only that is going to be successful. Otherwise not. The rules and regulations cannot come from imperfect person. It should come from perfect person. They can only give the perfect things. Imperfections, he may think himself and the receiver may also think that is perfect, but it is ultimately it is imperfect. So the person should, first of all he should become perfect, then only he can give, can order, otherwise it's no good. And Krishna is telling, how he is telling? Why Krishna is telling everything is mine better? Any post you are here in any level, better to become my representative. How you can say that the sloka in Bhagavad Gita?
I am? No, 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 no. Mama Vatman Vartante, no, the specific answer. Everyone knows, I know that one. You know better than me, but you can, are you unable to pick that one? Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Matta Sarvam Pravartate, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. I am spread in all the places and everything is coming from me. Everything coming from me means even your post, your level, everything is coming from me. You are thinking that you are the producer. You are the producer. You are the manager. You are director. Even that intelligence is coming from Krishna. Krishna telling everything is coming from me. I am the source of everything. I am the cause of all the causes. And still we are finding cause. That fellow bit me. That fellow took loan from me. He's not giving back. You know the cause for that cause is also Krishna in us thinking that one. It's a wonder. Krishna is very clearly telling this one, the statement. I'm the cause of everything. I'm the source of everything. I'm the enjoyer of everything. And you want to enjoy. He is telling, I am the enjoyer of all. What the karma you are doing, that effect is also enjoyed by me. Don't try to enjoy. But we want to enjoy. So we are all going against rules and regulations because of imperfect senses and we are committing mistakes. Anything that we are doing that should please Krishna. Otherwise that is imperfect, mistake, incomplete. What is the sloka for this one? We can pick up. Lokoyam karma bandhana. We are bound in this world. What is the sloka? Yajna artha karmano nyatra lokoyam karma bandhanaha tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sangha samacharam. It's not only this sloka, it's very very important. At that particular point we have to say you are doing something and that is not pleasing Krishna, that's why you are suffering. You have to give this answer. You may tell that according to the rules and regulations I did, but I am not successful. Who gave the rules and regulations? An idiot. You got the rules and regulations from an idiot. How you can get the successful answer? Got the point? You should get the rules and regulations for a perfect person, not from a fool. So many people having gurus, they're fools as gurus. So they are not successful. They should understand, my guru is not perfect. Jim Bumba, he is giving some ash. Oh, he is my guru. He is fulfilling my desire. He is my guru. Isn't it? So we have to be very, very careful. Becoming perfect. Our senses are imperfect now. That's why we are committing mistakes. How to avoid mistakes now? How to avoid mistakes now? You already gave the answer for some other question. Now for this particular question, you are not giving,
Following this
I have been, we are talking, no. How you can avoid committing mistakes? This is a vague word. Surrender means many people, they do not know. They say surrender, Ayappa Saranam, Swami Saranam, this Saranam, that Saranam. But they do not know what does it mean. Sri Venkatesh Charano Saranam Prabhadye. Many people, they, before Ayappa, this is there. In those days, even my childhood, all the All India radios, early in the morning, every Saturday, they play Venkateshwara Suprabhatam. I know. Every Saturday we tune to. All the radios, சென்னை, திருச்சி, விஜயவாடா, ஹைதராபாத், விசாகப்பட்டினம். I know. The Saturday means all the stations in the morning. Nowadays nothing is like that world. I am not hearing Venkateswara Suprabhatam, I am not hearing nowadays. They got promoted, all India radios. They are not putting this one now. Then also morning is morning, no? Roundup means it's not one time, all the 24 hours is not one time. We have different times, isn't it? So what was my question? Now we don't want to go again. Time is going on, that's not stopped. I am able to stop that also, it's not stopping. What was my question I told? How to avoid mistakes? How to? Your senses are not perfect, that's why you are committing mistakes. So? Sorry? How?
Engage the senses in Krishna service.
Engage your senses in the service of Krishna. Engage your senses in devotional service of Krishna. Isn't it? That's why even if you are office goers, a businessman, or anything, employed, also we have to see the link with Krishna, what you are doing there. I already told you, each and everyone, how to see, how to develop your consciousness that as though you are doing service to someone else or some company, you are rendering service to Krishna. Isn't it? Anyone doesn't know? Please come to me whenever I am free. I can explain to you how to see that you are, what service you are doing, that is nothing but the service to Krishna. You have to develop that consciousness. Don't change from one position to another position, just like a monkey moving one branch to another branch. This company is not good, that company is good, he is giving lesser, that giving more. That and all not going to help. The whole world is full of, because of these imperfections, they are unable to give the perfect results. The whole world is cheaters and cheated. Don't believe anyone. If he is not perfect, don't give anything. Actually, to my knowledge and my realization, I can tell the world becomes so worse due to, number one, is the cine field, no? They are taking everyone to the imaginary world. To begin with, in the cine field, they were making the pictures of the scriptures. From the scriptures, Ramayanam, Krishna Leela, Bhagavatam, this and that. Then their mind is little changed. Why Radha and Krishna? If I become Radha, if I become Krishna, you become Radha. The song is also is there. In all the languages, that's even in Hindi, Telugu, Tamil, in all the languages, the film is there. I am Krishna, you are Radha. So their mentality is polluted like that one. And today, for all the functions, they are making only the film songs. The world is completely immersed in the imaginary world. It's very difficult for them to come to the real world. So these and all the singers. I'm sorry to say that one. The singers and all, they are making money, they are spoiling the mentality of the public. If we stop the film, not only they are encouraging, they are giving prizes yearly. That one, it is becoming worse by worse, day and day. Kali Yuga, it's already mentioned in Bhagavatam. Day by day, it is going to become worse only. If the government thinks this one and stop giving prizes, encouraging them to make more pictures, then we can have some golden era for some years. Otherwise, it's not possible. Right? We cannot be in imaginary world. Please understand. Imaginary world is just opposite the, not opposite, it is just parallel to the real world. Why it is parallel? That never meet. The parallel roads, parallel lines, they never meet. Isn't it? So this, in real one, Radha Krishna are there. In parallel line, you and me are there. Is it possible to meet? That's why they are parallel. Imaginary. Perfect reflection. Come to the reality. If the government stops cow slaughtering houses, encouraging divorce, stop the film industry, make everyone to become farmers. We have so many lands, uncultivated lands. All cinefielders, they should go to fields, not cinefield, farming field. If they do farming, really, our India will become the richest country in the world. This is actually spoiling everyone. Isn't it? Yesterday also I was telling that children, while feeding them, the old persons, they say some stories from Ramayana, Bharatam and all. Nowadays that's gone. Even the mother is not feeding. Mother keeping them in nursery and going to work. While returning, they take the baby and bring him. So where they are going to hear Ramayana and Mahabharata? Isn't it? So we are spoiling our own culture. We are spoiling our own selves. If we rectify, if you put our senses in the service of Krishna, our lives are successful. We can get relief from this material world jail and go back to our real world. We can be very, very happy there. Then we never think to get separated from our, we will never think to enjoy ourselves without our beloved father, Krishna. Isn't it? Now our desire is to enjoy without Krishna. Understand? So always remember Krishna. Try to see Krishna in each and everything, everyone, then our lives are successful. This is called real Krishna consciousness. Those who are unable to rectify their mistakes, make their senses perfect, they are going to become cheaters. That one we are going to see in our next class, but that's not on next Sunday, but next to next Sunday. Okay? Hare Krishna, thank you very much. So if anyone has any question or something, clarification required, please come forward. Yes.
Why Krishna seems to include near Jamuna River?
Why you are sitting here? Is there any reason? So there is also reason. He is singing. So those who want to surrender to Krishna, they all come to Krishna in that place. Yes. Vamsivata, there he dances Rasa Leela. In river Jamuna, the shore of river Jamuna, he plays with them. There are so many bushes also there. So everybody is likes to know this one. What is that one? Chupa chupi. Seek and hide. Hide and seek. Hide and seek or seek and hide? Hide and seek. That chupa chupi. In Hindi we say. So hide and seek. So Krishna very very enjoying that games, that plays. He play with her. Like that. That's why. Yeah. Sometimes Gopas also, Gopas and Gopis. Yes.
Prabhu, in the corporate world, when we have project to meet, we have different milestones.
One this milestone. Is your sectarian, isn't it? Corporate means sectarian, isn't it? The sectarian is imperfect. What could be the result? You got the answer? You got the answer for your question or not yet?
Yeah, one answer I got for other question I have. Similarly, the rules and regulations we follow.
You follow? That is made by?
Krishna. Rules and
regulations. In corporate?
In corporate, no. I am saying the spiritual.
Okay.
Is there any intermediate stage like I have progressed.
In
the
spiritual world?
Spiritual world.
No, what a foolish person is yours.
No, I am asking, now we are practicing. So in the rules and regulations.
We have the different stages here. Once you become perfect, you are eligible to occupy your constitutional position. Then only you are shifted to there. Otherwise not. There is no change, I already told. Change means you are not perfect, that's why change is required within you. You got the point? Once you become all perfect and complete, isn't it? Om Purnam Adha Purnam. If you become complete, perfect, perfect and complete, then only you are just like Krishna, but you are small atom and he is the whole. But yours is according to your capacity, you are 100% Krishna conscious. Quality wise you are same, quantity wise there is a difference. Isn't it? That time you can enter there. Otherwise there is no change afterwards. The changes and all we are having here come to the maximum, optimum one. When you come to that optimum level, then you can shift and transfer to that place. There is no change at all. Yes.
When it comes to getting mercy of Krishna, how many percentage is my past karma and how many percentage is my effort?
That percentage is according to the surrendering level. Krishna is telling, ye yathamam prapachyante tam tathaiva vadamyaham. We are doing in a day 1,000 activities. In one activity you may surrender to Krishna. 50 activities you may surrender to Krishna. Whatever the 950 activities. You understand? So this one, why don't we think that each and every action we should please Krishna? Yat karosi, yat dasnasi, yat juhosi, dadasiyat. Anything that you are doing, even if you are marrying, if you are begetting children, that's also only for the pleasure of Krishna, not for you. You understand? The children also? Children of Krishna, parts of Krishna. But they are hopeless, helpless. You are at least to some extent understood the truth. So you are begetting them as your children and making them Krishna conscious is not helping Krishna. It is not pleasing Krishna. If you think that for my pleasure, I am having sex with my wife and I am begetting for my pleasure my children, then you are looped. You understand? Accept anything and everything for the pleasure of Krishna. then you are all perfect. Have connection with Krishna, you are perfect. Keep Krishna in the center, you are perfect. Okay? Your doubt is clear? Anything else? Okay? Then we will meet next class, okay? Thank you, Hare Krishna, it's time also.